In the end of this week's parsha, Parshas Tetzava, there's the tzivui to build the Mizbeach HaKetores, V'asisa Mizbeach HaMikta HaKetores, Atzei Shitim Tasa Oisoi. The question everybody asked themselves, Parshas Teruma was the parsha where Hashem was Mitzava on building the Mishkan, all the Kelim, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. And Parshas Tetzava is the all about the Kohanim, the Mesharsei Hashem, the Bigdei Kuna, how the Mechanach, the Avoida and the Mishkan. So why is it that the Mizbech HaKetores was put in Parshas Tetzava and not together with all the other Kalim in the Mishkan, in Parshas Truma? And this question really, the Ramban, Evan Ezra, Sfurna, a lot of Rishonim asked this question. We also need to understand the Zer Zahav that was on the Mizbech was put on the Mizbech HaKetores from this week's parasha. Why wasn't it put on the Mizbech HaChitzon where most of the Karbanos were shechted on? Dafka on the Mizbech of the Keteris, they put on the Zer Zahav, which was like the Keser Kuhuna. So too we find in the Machlekes of Korach and Neged Moshe Rabbeinu, the Simen, if Korach was Roy for avoiding the Avodas HaKuhuna, was dafka a day if he was makted the Keteris. Like it says, V'hoi ha'ish ha'shiyivcha by Hashem hu ha'kodosh. Why was dafka the avoid of the Keteris, the Simen, if he's Roy for the Kohuna, and not any other avoider in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan? We find a lot of milus in the Indian of the Keteris, that Tanchum in this parasha has a big arichus. It says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Teida lecha, Shenas ha-mishkan v'chalkeilo v'shochetes ha-karbanas v'hikri v'orach alo v'al-mizbeach v'sides ha-shulchan v'samanoire v'sakol v'lo yordo shchina at shekriva es-akteiris. The Medrash says that the shchina did not come down in the Mishkan until they were actually ekriva es-akteiris. And the Medrash Tanchuma also says that mikol ha-karbanas sh'atem akrivim in chovav alaik ekteiris. Teida, all the Kabanas come for a chet and kapara, aval akteiris, a nebo, loy al chet, elo al simcha. Something special about the akteiris, that it's not coming for a chet, or hira vero, or kapara, it's coming for simcha, to bring simcha to Rabban Shalom. Another lashon in the Hemshech is, mikol kabanaseim, ein eroitza elo reach. From all the Kabanas, what I like is the reach. Like it says, the Mizbech Oilo was for the Karbanos, was put outside. But the Mizbech HaKetores, which was there for the Reach, I put in the Kodesh, all the way inside. We also find that one of the main avoiders of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur was the Keteres, the HaKetores HaKetores Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Maran Shabbos also brings down that after Shakotari with the Malachim became friends of Moshe Rabbeinu and they gave him presents. And the Yitzhak Gemara says that even the Malchamavas gave him something. They gave him the Soid HaKetores, the secret of the Keteres, that the Keteres stops Mageifa, it's Mesalik the Din. What is it, Koyach, that there is in the Keteres that stops Mageifas and Mesalik the Din? So what is it, this Maila, special Maila we find by Keteres, that Yard Shechina because of it brings Simcha? Hashem says, I only want this reach. It was put dafke befnim. It stops mageifa, masalak sadin. From all this, we see that the Keteres, the makter Keteres, was the simen, was the symbol, was the mahus, the essence of kuhuna. What defines kuhuna? What's magder the kuhuna? Is the Keteres HaKetores. That's why the Mizbeach HaKetores was put in Parshat Tetzava with the Parshat of Kehanim. Because this is really the parasha of the Avodas HaKohanim, a chelik of the Kohuna, what's magdir the Kohuna. So to the Zer Zahav, the Keser Kohuna, was dafka the Mizbeach HaKetores, and that was the simen that Korach, if he was roi for the Kohuna, was dafka ideid HaKetores HaKetores. And that's why it's one of the Ikrei Avodas Yom Kippurim. But what's the beer of this inyan that HaKetores is metair and magdir and defines the essence of the kohuna? Rav Moshe Rosenman in a sefer Simchas Mordechai is mevar the inyan al pi de maral in the sefer Derech Chaim on Ovis on Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Beis. Hillel Oymer, having a Talmid of Shal Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Veroid of Shalom, Oyev Sabrias, and Makarvel and Torah. Says the Maral, what does it mean that he should be a Talmid of Shal Aaron? Aaron, Hoyo, Koyen Godel, Vaha Koyen Godel, what's his Koyach? Who miyuchid liyois mekasher to connect Yisrael, Achiyo Yisrael, Am Echod, to make them all into one nation. Kasha Hoyolam Mishkan Echod, Mizbeach Echod, Hefech, he says, from the Umas Ha'olam, that the Umas Ha'olam have a lot of Kohanim. Everybody gets together a lot of Kohanim, but Klal Yisrael only has Hashem Echod, V'Torah Echod, V'Mishpat Echod, V'Kohen Gadol Echod. Says the Maral, Mizet Tireh, from here you will see, Ki Al Yidei HaKohen Gadol Shehu Echod, V'Zeh Nireh Ki Yisrael Am Echod. That shows us the Klal Yisrael is one. And he says, V'Hoya Aaron Mekasher U'Ma'ached Yisrael, is to connect and bring everybody together, Ad Sheheim Echod. That's why it says Aaron was roid of Shalom ben Ish ben Chaveroi, that there should be no chalukei deis in any machlokes, there should be Am Echod. So we see from this maral that the tafkar of Aaron HaKohen Befrat and the whole Shevet HaLevi Bechlal is to bring together the whole Klal Yisrael to make them into one nation. And that's also why there was a mitzvah miyuchad for Kohanim to bench Klal Yisrael, to mavarach Klal Yisrael. Shemuta aleim achrayis. It was put upon them the responsibility that there shouldn't be no period in Klal Yisrael. To mevarach Klal Yisrael every single day, be ahava. Had Aaron have this koyach of Tim'achid Om, ayidei his leiv toiv that was miyuchet for him. It was zoichet to the whole kahuna. The Medrash says that it was al pi the pasuk v'ra'a v'samach b'liboy, that Aaron HaKohen was samach with the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem was manam to be goyel on Yisrael and Mitzrayim, like it says in Medrash, Omer Reb Shimon, Halev shesamach begadlus achiv yilbash urim v'tumim. Aaron HaKohen was clean from all midas rois. He only had his rotzen and his bikush was for good for everybody in Klal Yisrael. Ad kedei kach, that he was happy with Hatzlocha of his younger brother who became the manam of Klal Yisrael. He didn't look at any type of rishis, any type of pagam and by the other person, only to saw the good in the other person. It's mavur medish that miyamav le'omer la'adam sarachta. He never told a person that you did something wrong. So ayidei his taras aleiv. Aaron HaKohen had the koyach of being mekasher, the whole Klal Yisrael. And that's how it was ma'achid Klal Yisrael. So this is how we could also explain why the Ketores was magdir the mahus of the kahuna. How does it actually describe the essence of the kahuna, defines the kahuna? The Ketores was made from Yud Aleph Samamonim. One of the Samamonim was the Chelbana, which had a very, very bad smell. But it says that when you mitzaref the Chelbana with the rest of the Samamonim, all different types of Samamonim, then it was a great Reach Toiv was Noidif Himena. Ad kedei that it says that Aisha in Yerushalayim did not have to put on perfume from the Reach HaKtoiris. The Reach HaKtoiris was so powerful that every single person had a good smell. Now the Gemara says in Krisis, in Davavam Nebeis, Omer Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Omer Rav Shimon Chasida, Kol Taina Sibur She'ein Bar Mipoishi Yisrael, any Taina Sibur doesn't have, includes in it, the Poishi Yisrael, Einoi Tainas. Why? Sharei Chelban or Reichai Ra, the Chelban has a bad smell, and we put it together. So we see that the idea of the Chelbana, which was a bad smell, put it together. All the other simanim had a tremendous good smell. That was the koyach of the Ketores, and the Gemara compares it to a tiny sibur when we have all the tzaddikim together, a few Paishi Yisrael included, that brings out the beautiful side of Klal Yisrael. And that's also why we say with the opening line of the Davni Yom Kippur, Aldas HaMokam, Aldas HaKol, Onomatirim L'Spalim Avaryonim. That's the Psich of Yom Kippur. The Klal Yisrael has to be Ba'achdus and have a beautiful smell, all you did that the whole Klal Yisrael is B'yachad, the Avaryonim, together with the tzaddikim. So Ketores is a symbol of Achdus, that there isn't Klal Yisrael, that everybody is connected as one. And that's Gerim Simcha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Avoida HaMiyuchad that brings down the Shechina. And the Chazal tell us also that the Ketores is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. The beer in this whole Indian over here in Ba'oimek is that everybody in Yisrael, every person who's part of Klal Yisrael, is not Be'etzim Ra. It's Be'mikra. That's why you shouldn't passel anyone or marchik anyone from Yisrael. Adarabba, you have to see the milus of a person, karva l'toirah. Like we find the Mishnah said, every person should be Mesnaig, have a Metamid of Shal Aaron, Oyev Shalom, Varoid of Shalom, Oyev Sabriyas, and Karma l'toirah. Maybe that's also why the big Indian of saying Keteris before davening, just like we find there's an Indian of a person being connected with Klal Yisrael as one, the tefillah should be Makubal, like we say, there's an Indian you should be Makabla upon ourselves a haftarech kamoicha before davening. So too, there's an Indian of the Keteris which brings together everybody in Klal Yisrael. So the Lashon of Keteris is a Lashon of Mekasher. Keteris is a Lashon of a Kesher in Aramis. Mekasher connects everybody together, connects Klal Yisrael together, and then connects everybody to Avim Shebashamayim. And that's also why it could be Mechaper on Lashon Hara, because the idea that you see only the good in the other, you don't see the bad, that itself is a way that a person stays away from Lashon Hara. So the Achdus that's caused Adei Demaisa Akteiris, and it's done Dafka Adei Koyen Gadol, that his Tafkid is to bring Achdus and Klal Yisrael, between Klal Yisrael, each other, and being Klal Yisrael with Avim Shebashamayim. So that's something that's Mesalek Charoin Af. That's something that Mesalek the Din, that brings Bracha, that brings Ashiris, like the Gemara says, that it's a school of Ashiris. That is the Avodah Miuchedet and Yom Kippur and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Brings Simcha, Tikva, all the brachas. That's the mahus of the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol. That's why it's put into Pashat Tzava. And we could just add that the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Shmita V'Yoivel that not only a Kohen Gadol, not only Kohanim, not only Shevet Levi, which this is their avoida to be ma'achid Klal Yisrael, it's their tafkid, but any person who's loy Shevet Levi b'levad al kol ish miYisrael, that Shenod v'ruchoi oisei v'hevinoi midei libod elam lefnei Hashem l'shoros ala avde l'odeyas Hashem v'holach yosher. Every person has the ability when he gets close to Rabban Shalom, it can be like a Shevet Levi with all the milas of Shevet Levi. So the responsibility of a person who has shaykhis to Torah and his masharis, his Hashem and Torah mitzvahs and his masharis Hashem, that he has the koyach to be ma'achid also Klal Yisrael al yidei like a Shevet Levi. So from here we see the big koyach of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen, the Kohuna, and the Keteris was a similar dover that al yidei the Kohen who was ma'achid Klal Yisrael, he did a avoida which was ma'achid the whole Klal Yisrael.